All right, so I want to talk about a topic that's pretty common in competitive games. It's also a phrase that's very familiar within the, I guess, the competitive poker scene, which I'm not a member of, but that's the term tilting. And I believe in what's called, I guess, universal truths. And the concept of tilting is essentially you're so emotionally bothered or affected that it is affecting your performance. You are no longer able to essentially perform at your highest level. And we see this a lot in competitive games. The most popular instance I can think of right now is Evolution or Evo 2017 in Street Fighter V, where there were two people who were playing and one was a lot more calm than the other person. You could tell it in their mentality, like in their mannerisms, but you can also tell within their gameplay as well, because both players are very good, very great players, but one played very solid and the other one was making a lot of mistakes that they normally don't. So what changed? It had to have been their emotional state. And this is something that a lot of the people in the FGC don't talk about. And honestly, when it comes back to universal truths, I think people tilt in all areas of their life. You know, some people call it getting upset. And instead of doing a high level performance like competitive gaming or sports, you're just having a conversation. And in a relationship, you've been doing it for so long, all of a sudden you're more comfortable with it and you say things that you don't necessarily mean to say or aren't going to get the effect that you immediately want or is most desirable, causing the significant other to be tilted as well. And I feel a lot of people don't really think too hard about this or don't know how to resolve some of these issues or don't try. Maybe a combination of all of those things. You know, I don't want to assume, but I think different people have different reasons for why they do that. And I'm actually working on a video and an article about this, and I kind of just wanted to get some ideas out of my head and maybe talk about it with some people as well, because I think it's a very, very relevant topic, not just in competition, but in all areas of our lives. If we look at our managers, I think a lot of managers tilt, and that's why sometimes their behavior can seem very inconsistent, because their emotions are inconsistent, and they can't control their actions when they're in a high emotional state, when they're very upset, what I call level 2 energy, where they're very angry and their choices are made based off of that emotion. Their actions are chosen off those emotions. And I think a lot of people could benefit from just taking a pause, reflecting a little bit, and look at what's causing them to feel these emotions and actually acknowledging them. Because I think a lot of times we kind of just go from feeling the emotion to acting on it. And we don't really realize what we're thinking about. And there's a pattern. Your thoughts. You have these thoughts. Your interpretations, your perception of the world. And that perception affects your emotions. And then your emotions affect your actions. And a lot of times, those thoughts, those perceptions are just so automatic that we don't notice it happening. And all of a sudden we're yelling at somebody or we're throwing a controller or we're making bad choices or we're in a slump if we're playing baseball or something along those lines. And we just kind of accept it as that's who we are. And a lot of people try to hide behind this wall of that's just who I am. That's just how I am. That's just how I react to that certain situation. And honestly, I call bullshit on that. If you don't want to react to that kind of situation, there are ways to overcome that. Hiding behind this excuse of, that's just who I am, has become kind of this universal excuse for having a bad habit and not wanting to change it. I fully believe in embracing who you are and embracing the personality that you have. But at the same time, I don't believe in embracing these bad habits that don't serve you or anybody else. If you have anger issues, that's not just who you are. You just have learned to react to a certain kind of stimulus because of your past, because it might be some sort of self-preservation thing before you might have had to get angry to defend yourself against bullies or against your siblings or even your family. You may have grown up in a bad neighborhood, or you may have grown up in a neighborhood where you're neglected and you learned to turn off your emotions so that you didn't get affected. But basically, I think tilting is something that people need to take a look at and reflect in on the inside. Let me know what you think.